Iron Man.
Rainer returns. He has a new hit single called Dance that I will play later in the show. Welcome back. Welcome back, T.
T. Rainer in the building. What's going on?
Yes. Yes. And that track there, Stuck. You know what? I'm still stuck on that track too. Stuck. Yes. I love the video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Can you go ahead and give the fans out there what's the story behind the music on that track there, Stuck?
Well, I mean, if we're going back to, you know, how it was created, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was with my producer, Jay Beats, and we came up with, you know, with pretty much the skeleton for the song. And we were like, oh, man, this is, you know, I was so excited about it. I was like, oh, man, this is a hit. So I kind of just relaxed on the verses a little bit. I kind of cheated myself on the verses. And I sent it to my guy, Andrikis. and Drink His Boil. He's like a really, really good songwriter. I sent it to him. He was like, bro, this is a really, really good song, but you gotta come harder on the verses. He said you cheated yourself on the verses. So, you know, I had to go back and revisit a place, you know, that made me feel a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And get those lyrics out. But that's what we got. And I mean, to be honest with you, you know, we still pushing it, but for what it's worth, I mean, I'm proud of what Stuck on You has done, you know what I mean? And you know, with us releasing the video, I mean, it literally brought the song back to life. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it was still, you know, playing on the radio and people were still, you know, bumping it in the streets and stuff like that. But when the video came out, oh, man, I mean, it brought it right back to life. We went viral on TikTok and everything. So, yeah, we trying to keep it pushing.
That's my slow dance song. Yes, I'll be asking the DJ at the club, play my song Stuck, and golly, everybody get on the floor, get the slow dancing like they having sex on the floor.
I know, right? Oh, I know. Sir. And you know what's weird about that song, Miss Brenda?
What?
What's weird about that song is, you know, it has no cussing in it, right?
Yes.
And it has no sexually explicit lyrics in it, right?
I know. It's just the vibe of it.
Right, but you would think it would. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have anything explicit in it. Like I'm talking about, there's not even a reference of anything sexual in the song. You feel what I'm saying? So
yes.
I think that's really dope, because when I bring it to people's attention, they're surprised. They're like, oh my goodness, you're right.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
Yes.
It's
the
just a vibe, right? Like
it.
You said, it's just a sexy song. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yes. The old folks love it. That's like, that's R&B right there, they saying. Yeah, because
back then when R&B
got started, you know, it was just like that, you know, and the vibe of it and everything. So congratulations, and thank you for that information. I would like to ask where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jackson, Tennessee. We're about 60 miles east of Memphis.
All right.
So,
you know, to be honest,
I claim Memphis as well, because I'm in Memphis at least twice a week, you know, because my producer lives in Memphis. My promoter lives in Memphis. A lot of my gigs are in Memphis. So
okay.
I claim Memphis as well.
Well, I want to let you know I'm still here in Evansville, Indiana, and the phone lines are open. Anyone that wants to call in, give you a shout out. And as we move along, the details or the introduction about yourself, what would you say to the curious listeners? What would you tell them about yourself? Go ahead and introduce yourself, T.
All right. Well, basically, I'm an R&B soul singer that's rooted in gospel music. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a church boy. You know what I mean? I grew up in church my whole life. That's all I know. That's all I knew. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll never deny that or try to, you know, eliminate that part of my life. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always been that. You know what I mean? I still play the drums at church on Sunday mornings, every Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So
yeah.
that's still a big part of my life. But with that being said, I kind of branched out and did my own thing because we had a gospel group. My family did. It was my mom. She plays the keys and sings. My brother, he's a master organist, and he's an amazing singer. My dad played the bass guitar, and he's gone now. But you know, God bless him.
Yeah.
But he played the bass guitar and could sing. And I played the drums and sang. So we pretty much had all the singers we need and all the band members we needed. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
thank you. So,
thank you for that info. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
So with Stuck on You being your first single in 2021, Now, you got this newest single, Dance, coming up. But I'd like to ask you, will you ever do a gospel or a spiritual song? Is that later?
You know what? I know I am, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I could never take away that part of my life. Like, you know,
yeah.
I would say church is a part of my life, you know, but that's
yeah.
too... I'm not a ritualistic person. I'm a spiritual person, so I can't
yeah.
say church is a part of my life. A God is a big part of my life. You know what
yes.
I mean? My spiritual connection with Him is a big part of my life. So, yeah, and I mean, my reasoning for being an R&B singer is because, you know, when you trap yourself into being a gospel artist, that's pretty much the only subject matter you can, you know, write
yeah.
about. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
But with me, you know, titling myself as an R&B soul, you know, I have free reign to talk
yeah.
about what I want to talk about, including,
yeah.
you know, God and, you
yeah.
know, my relationship with Him. So, you know what I mean? That's definitely coming. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. So with being said, we're going to mention about this newest single, Dance. It is heavy in rotation in Italy and London. And it's
yes,
instantly getting airplay all over the U.S.
Don't forget about
the story
behind
the song.
Don't forget about the United Kingdom.
Okay, United Kingdom. Okay. Well, congratulations. So what's the story behind the song? What sparked your interest and your enthusiasm in creating this dance song?
Okay, so my producer, the guy that produced Stuck on You, he produced Dance as well, right?
Okay.
So, you know, we were going through, he made Stuck on You from scratch.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like, I'm talking, I mean, he everything you hear in that song is custom for those lyrics. Like, he made that beat from scratch, right? Now,
right.
Dance was actually a track that I heard while we were going through his library. Like, I was trying to pick a track that I wanted to record to. And, you know, he had hundreds of them. So we were just going through his little library. And that track just grabbed me. I was like, man, the bass line is so funky. Like,
yeah.
you know, and it just grabbed me. I was like, bro, I said, even though it's a weird tempo for me, you know, to, you know, it's an odd tempo for a singer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I said, I got to have it, man. I got to do something with that, you know, because the beat was just crazy. And, of course, he went through and tailor-made some things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He tailored some things in the track. But, you know, basically the skeleton is, you know, is a track that, you know, that I heard while going through his library. Yep.
All right, then. Well, we're going to quit talking so much, and I'm going to go ahead and spin Dance. You stand at Hot CT. We'll be right back.
Iron Man.
Yeah, homie, don't be tripping. Cause you're gonna be alright tonight. Better count your blessings. Yeah, baby, don't be stressing. Cause he ain't worth the stress tonight. Better count your blessings.
You don't have to cry.
I know.
That is dance, and we're going to get right back into it. And meanwhile, we just going to go ahead and play Stuck on You again till T. Rainer gets back.
Iron Man.
All right, T. Rainer, you still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
I think my call dropped. I apologize.
Yeah, but you're okay. So go ahead and give your social media info. And where is Dance already streaming at? Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on Facebook. I'm about as active on Facebook as I am on Instagram, because, I mean, everything I post on Facebook, I post on Instagram. So on Facebook, you can punch me in, William Rainer, or you can put T. Rainer. It'll pop up still, T-E-E-R-A-I-N-E-R. You'll be able to see all of our upcoming events, all of our new music, you know, upcoming show dates and stuff like that. Instagram is at T Rainer Music. That's at TeRainerMusic. And you can follow me on TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's at T Rainer Music, the number 2. So it's at TeRainerMusic 2. You know, I'm active on all of them, you know what I'm saying? I don't post as many videos on TikTok because, you know, I work a lot, so I don't really have time to be posting videos. But I am on there, so, you know what I mean? Y'all check me out.
A lot of folks are getting sick of Facebook, or rather Meta, and a lot of folks are turning and tuning in to TikTok. Instagram and Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I have an account, but I've been on Twitter like twice. I don't even really get how to use Twitter, to be honest with you. It's not it's not user friendly in my opinion.
Okay.
Instagram is really where it's at right now. Twitter getting old too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So what is the ultimate desire of what you want all your fans and out there to get out of this new single, Dance?
So when we made this song, right, I mean, like I said, I couldn't get enough of the track, right? So it puts me in just a festive, you know, party mood. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I told my producer, I said, look, the same feeling that I get when I hear Happy by Pharrell, you know?
Yeah.
I want to recreate that feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course we can't copy what they did musically, but But I wanted to recreate that feeling. You know, when you hear Happy by Pharrell, you feel a certain type of way, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to, you know, give a performance and put out a song kind of similar to that vibe. You know, that just brings good vibes and a lot of positive energy. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care who you are. If you listen to dance long enough, it'll put you in a good mood. I don't care who you are. You could be having a bad day, but by the time dance is over with, you're going to be tapping your feet. I'm telling you.
I agree.
Yeah.
It got me. One day I was not feeling good, and I started dancing in the mirror to that dance track. And that's what it does to you. It puts you in a good mood, and you forgot about what got you in a bad mood. So I want to say thank you.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It definitely does that. I mean, you know, and that's what I was going for. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I feel like, you know, when people, you know, a hit record, of course, it's what you do with the music. It's, you know, it's the sonics, you know, of course, what you do sonically with the music. But I feel like a hit record really translates when you can create a feeling. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, of course, we want to enjoy what we're hearing. But if you can create a feeling to go with that, that you know, it's going to resonate for a long time. And I believe that, you know, of course, this song is going to get dated, and there's going to be new things put out by me and other artists. But this song will always be a song that people will be able to go back to.
Right.
You know, if they need a pick me up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a great track to do your aerobics and your exercises too. Pump it up. And but
the video is gonna be crazy.
Oh
the
my
video
god,
is
I was
be
gonna
crazy.
Ask you that. Yes.
Man, look, and see I'm gonna give y'all a little spoiler, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Letting you know. It's gonna be in a skating rink. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm gonna pull out the big guns. You know what I'm saying? For as far as the choreography and people who really, you know what they're doing out there. You know,
that's perfect. I love roller skating.
Right.
Yes. Thank you for that information. Wow. So let's get into your future music projects and upcoming events. So what's going on with any upcoming projects you have that you want to tease us about?
Okay. Well, you said upcoming projects or upcoming events? Which one you need?
The music projects.
Okay. Well, like I said, we just put Dance out maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we're trying to take that to number one because, I mean, it's just a number one record. You know what I mean? I'm not going to rest until – you know, we do something, you know, we do the impossible with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm totally independent. I don't have a manager, an agent, an assistant, nothing. You know what I mean?
Watch what you're saying. They listening.
I know, right? I know. Yeah, man, look, I need a good, competent team. You feel what I'm saying? But with that being said, you know, I'm doing it solo, but you know, it's all a labor of love at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love what I do. And the main goal is to be able to, if you want me to be honest, share my music and give folks good vibes and all of that good stuff. But you know, it's time for mama to eat. You know, it's time for mama to kick her feet up. You feel what I'm
saying?
Say that. It's time for my family to break this cycle. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and I feel like I'm the chosen one to do that. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going for. You know what I mean? I'm not setting any limits for myself. You know, like, well, what do you see for yourself? I mean, you know, take over the world. You know, I'm not gonna set no limits. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna work as hard as I can and be as smart and strategic as I can and watch right. God do the rest. You feel me?
That's
so.
Right. That's right. Well, thank you for that. So the upcoming events, you have like a lot of events going on. You were selected to perform at the next phase in April 2022 in Miami, and you got an upcoming event coming up later this month. Is that correct?
Or next month? Yes, ma'am. It's next month. It's February the 12th. We're going to be at the Redlands Entertainment Complex in Humboldt. It's the city called Humboldt, Tennessee. And the PC Band, they're the featured artists that day. But I'm doing a set to open up the show for them.
Okay.
The PC Band, they're great. You know, I mean, they're pretty much, you know, bigger down here in the southern states, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you'll start to get wind of them soon because, you know, they're doing big things, but they're an amazing band. But
okay.
We're opening up for them on that day, you know. And they're amazing, but all I'm going to say is, you know, we ain't leaving nothing but residue on the stage when we leave. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right now. All right.
Yeah,
and thank you for that information. Wow. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you. Go right ahead, T.
Man, I got to give a big shout out to God first off. Let me give him some love right quick because I feel like if he had not put what he put inside of me, then, you know, I wouldn't be able to endure the bumps and bruises of this journey, you know, because you get a lot of rejection. You got to be ready for it, you know, and it's got, you got to be built for it. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, he gave me, he designed me for this. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I can take the beating. That's why I feel like I'm the chosen one. Not that I'm just so special, but I'm built to take the beating, you know, that you're going to take on the way to success. Everybody can't take the beating. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when you really trying to get it, you know, you're not going to get 8 hours of sleep. When you really trying to get it, you're going to go without some things. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It gets serious to the point to where, you know, either I'm gonna go for it for real or I'm not.
Right.
You know, and deep down inside, you know when you're giving it your all. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, anytime you can look back and say I kicked my feet up and had a Coke and a smile, by this time you could be working. So, you know, I 2022, I said that was my goal. I was like, my youngest son, we motivate each other a lot because he's only nine.
Aww.
But we motivate each other a lot. And, you know, my children believe in me. They say, they're like, Dad, you can do it. Dad, you can do it.
Aww.
And, you know, and me and my son, look, we tell each other beast mode every day, right?
Right.
And he tells me when it comes to this, he's like, Dad, just go till you can't go no more. You
Aww.
Know, And it's something simple, but it speaks loud to me. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when he said that, just go till you can't go no more, you know. And I was just like, that gives me a lot of motivation when I hear him say that.
Well, I'm going to give your son and everyone that has supported you an applause that they will keep on.
Thank you.
They well deserve that, and they deserve you. You deserve them. So as
right.
we are going to sign out, congratulations on this new hit, Dance. You putting positivity and good vibes in everybody's heart, and you keep doing what you're doing, and return back on my platform with some more music.
Man, you know I am. You know I am. Because let me tell you something. I got to give you your flowers because the interviews are great, and the interviews are useful and helpful in my career. So I appreciate you for that. But let me tell you what. Let me tell you what's even that's just as good, or maybe even better than the interview itself. The promotion you do for these artists, you know, I'm gonna say us, you know, the promotion you do for us is priceless. You feel what I'm saying? Because even though, let's just be honest, both of us are still in a stage where we're trying to build our platforms to where we want them to get to, right?
Yeah.
But with that being said, the promotion that you do for these upcoming, the promotion that you do for these upcoming shows, you know, it's just extra promotion for, you know, for us. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and it just it puts our name and face out just a little bit more. So I just want to give you your props for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I understand the hard work you put in, the drive, the sweat. Your brains are scrambled like eggs, and you're trying to really do your best. And when you put that music out there, you waiting to see what the fans and what the feedback and the numbers on the charts. I know what it feels like. I hear the story. So I feel you. I feel you. And I want to be in your world. I want to be in your journey. I want to be in there to help. I want to be in there to support. So it's my pleasure. T. Rainer, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
T. Rainer. Hey, go out there and
T.
get
Rainer.
That thing and dance.
Hey, I'm glad you like it. I mean, it's been a really good year. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of work and a lot of money, you know, but it's been a really good year. I mean, you know, when I go out, I mean, I really, you know, I'm not gonna sit there and act like it's just fanfare. You know, but people are always asking, like, oh, man, you know, when's the next music coming out? Or, oh, man, I'm loving the single. Or, oh, man, aren't you the guy that, you know, there was a lady in Oakland. I had to do a show. I opened up for this blues artist named Terry Wright. I write for him on occasion. But I opened up a show for him down there in Oakland, and it's closer to the Memphis area. And I mean, she didn't know me; I didn't know her. She just walked up to me. She said, "Oh my goodness, aren't you the guy that went viral on the Walmart commercial?" I was like, "Wow!" Number one, you know, it was good to be recognized all the way in a different city, right? But
yeah.
I was surprised she remembered the Walmart commercial.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Wow,
right.
That is crazy. But my shows are being heard as far as the UK, in Africa, in Nigeria. My shows are very popular, South Africa, and United Kingdom. So I just want to congratulate you again, T. You keep doing your thing and come back on my show. Any encouraging words you want to give before you sign out? Any words of encouragement for those that are still suffering through the dark times that we're still dealing with today?
Okay. So I think I mentioned this last time. You know, I'm working on a book, right?
Oh.
And the name of the book is called Never Lost, right? And it's just basically a book of things that I've gone through and lessons that I learned from those things about being resilient. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Being having a strong will and just a never say die attitude. I speak on that all the time, so I'm going to give a different piece of advice today.
Okay.
And it's going to be included in the book as well. The different piece of advice that I want to give to everyone, really, but especially like the young folks, I need the young people to make sure they understand the concept of time and how fast it goes. You feel what I'm saying? Because if there was one lesson that I wish I would have gotten early was grasping the concept of how fast it goes. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like this. If you understand the concept of time and how it works, if you truly understand it, you wouldn't waste time making bad decisions that you'll pay for 18 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you really understood the concept of time, you wouldn't waste it. You know, doing things that could lock you down,
yeah.
for a long period of time. So
yeah,
you know, yeah, it just everybody just know you don't have tomorrow. You have today, and you got to make it work. I don't know what you got to use to find your motivation. I don't know if it's your kids. I don't know if it's a hater that said you can't do it. Whatever you got to use to get yourself up. You know what I mean? We don't
yeah.
have tomorrow. All we got is today. And you got and as y'all notice, the days are going by so fast. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you got to go as hard as you can every day. Pack as much in every day. You know, I told you about this last time, Kobe Bryant. Like,
oh, wow.
No, man, you gotta die empty, you know? I said that last time. You gotta die empty. There should be no more potential left.
No regret.
You know what I'm saying? All of your
yeah.
potential, it needs to be realized by the time you gone, you know?
Right.
So that you
right.
should have no more potential, you know? So,
right.
yeah, you know, take advantage of the time that we got, you know?
That is well put. Thank you. And by the way, where is that book at?
I mean, I'm still working on it. Look, you got to
oh,
understand.
Okay.
Like, I'm working on music, a book, you know,
okay.
Investments. You know, I got a lot of stuff going, and still trying to work 12 hours a day. You know, it's a lot, but you know, this is what I said though, because you know, I'm a real driven guy. The book is coming out this year. 2022. I'm not gonna complete it this year. I'm gonna release it this year. So, you know, just
okay.
be on the lookout.
Okay, then. Thank you for that info. T Rainer, everyone. T Rainer. And T
yeah.
my friend, I'll be following you for life. And you keep the spirits up. Work hard, throw that sweat. We love you. All right.
Love you back. Love you back. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And, you know, I like you said, we rocking for life. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, yeah. I'm always going to reach out back to you for media and
yeah.
do what I can to help you as well. You feel what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Wow. Thank you. So
no
we're
going to
go ahead and sign out. I'm going to play the hot hit, Dance, and I want you to have a blessed evening. Tell your son, Lady Diva said, hey, and and this is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Iron Man.
Yeah, homie, don't be tripping, 'cause you're gonna be alright tonight. Better count your blessings. Yeah, baby, don't be stressing, 'cause he ain't worth the stress tonight. Better count your blessings. I know you can't see the light in the night, and you just don't understand. Chance, so let's get it. Get up.